si dziewczak, a są hezki, ja mam dobry olej. Pomieżnice kefsi dziewczak, a są hezki, ja mam dobry olej. A ja mam doma kłoćnu, co ja si z nim pocznu. Znesla mi tu wejce sedie,
yeah, starting the show off there with a little Joni Mikula and his orchestra out of Ennis. Of course, the old favorite, the Wheelbarrow Polka, and with that we say Vitimi Vas. And welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now. Dennis Swatek here with you once again, as usual, for another hour or so of great Czech polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. And it is Monday, May 11th, 2020, so we're already almost halfway through May. Hope you guys are doing well out there. Hope you had a good weekend. Actually had a very nice weekend. You know, one of the things with everything that's going on is just how the days kind of blur all together is you actually kind of lose track of time. And I didn't realize, you know, last week when I recorded the show that this upcoming weekend was Mother's Day on Sunday. So let me wish a belated happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I hope you had a wonderful and blessed day yesterday. We had a very nice day. My wife Marcy and myself and our son Steven, who is living with us for the moment. He has an apartment in Austin, but you know, basically he was kind of going stir crazy living there by himself. So we said, why don't you just, you know, bring your computer and you can work. You know, we've got plenty of Wi-Fi here at the house. You can just stay here and work from home here like I do, and at least, you know, have some company instead of being stuck over in Austin all by yourself. So he's been here for the past, 6 weeks or so at least. And we've enjoyed having him here. It's good having him here, and especially now that he's a member of the band. You know, he's, me and him had a couple of practices on some music, and he's been working on some stuff on his own for the new CD that we're going to be recording at some point, hopefully later this summer. So it was real nice. We went over to Georgetown, which is about 20 minutes away or so here from Taylor, and went to a nice little park called Berry Springs, way out in the middle of nowhere, basically, by the toll road and I-35. Huge park, tons of room to spread out. So it was very neat. Of course, it was very crowded, but we did stay, you know, we did a good bit of social distancing. And when we were walking on the hiking paths, you know, if somebody was coming the other way, I'd scoot off to the side, you know, just to make sure everything was cool. You never know. And after that, we did, I will have to admit it, we did go to a restaurant, our favorite restaurant, Rio's in Hutto. But again, they just opened a brand new restaurant, and they have a huge, literally their patio is bigger than my house. And so we were able to sit in one corner of the patio with nobody around us, and the staff there was all taking the precautions as far as handling the food and everything. So it was, they've got it going on, you know. So if things are handled the right way, I think you can start getting out a little bit. That's about as much as I wanted to do, but it's a little start, you know. Hopefully things will get better and not turn around and get worse again. So everybody just keep trying to do the best you can, and we all work together, we can get through this and excuse me, hopefully get things sort of back to normal quicker rather than slower, you know. Anyway, so having said that, let's play some music, and I'm going to do some music for all the mothers out there since I didn't do any on last week's show. And I couldn't really find any Texas bands that record any songs about mothers, so I've got some music from the Czech Republic and some northern bands do a few songs. So we're going to do a little set, three or four songs here for the mothers out there. We're going to kick things off, a little music from the old country, Czechoslovakia, the Zdeněk Bauer Brass Band. Beautiful waltz, one called The Mother's Song.
Maminka mívala ve starý kredenci hrníčky na kafe vyrovnaný. V jednom z nich ustlala svatýmu růženci, byli jak malovaný. Hrníčků růžových, hrníčků do běla, maminka každého vážit si uměla. Nejradši brávala drobnými prstíky ten, co měl červený puntíky. Léta už tiše spí moje máma. Zní ten svůj věčný sen pod hvězdama. A z času závění zůstal mi ten její hrníček s puntíkama. Zůstal mi ten její hrníček s puntíkama. Času závějí, zůstal mi ten její hrníček s puntíkama. Zůstal mi ten její hrníček s puntíkama.
Thank you. Yeah. selaci, selaci, co děláte?
Thank you. stavěli tesaři zedníků lešení. Po něm se prochází moje potěšení. Po něm se prochází moje potěšení.
Waltz here, kind of bookend the set. We started with some music from Czechoslovakia and ended with it as well, and that is from a Superphone 45 RPM that was graciously given to me by David Drzanovich up in New York, part of his collection. That I told you, he sent me like 8 cassettes full of music, and I finally had the chance to go through those over the past week or so and record them and listen to them, because there's like 15, 16 albums, more than that, on these tapes, probably close to 25 altogether. 2.5 albums basically per cassette. So David, thank you so much for that. I really enjoyed listening to that, and we'll slowly be working all that music into the show. But anyway, that was one of the things he had sent me, was a recording of an old Superphone 45, and that's just a beautiful, nice little waltz medley there. All right, for that, E.J. Hopkins doing some fantastic fiddle work on the Ulyta Polka. Some of you fiddle people out there may recognize the name E.J. Hopkins. He's one of the best fiddle players ever to come out of the state of Texas, 3-time world champion and president of the Texas All-Time Fiddlers Association. So, fantastic fiddle player there. And that record and the one right before it, which is Clarence Boccia doing the Lazy Farmer Waltz, those were both part of a collection I bought off of eBay. I think I may have mentioned this before. I hadn't been on eBay in forever, and just happened to look a few months ago and saw somebody was selling a batch of 24 45 RPMs, all taken from jukebox. These are all jukebox records. And I started looking through it, and it was like Leroy Motoka and Rudy Kurtz and Clarence Boccia, stuff I'd never seen before. So I jumped on it and was lucky enough to get that. And that, both of those were stuff I had never even heard of before. I'd never known that Clarence Boccia had actually released any recordings as far as on vinyl. So I was blown away to get that. So I'm going to start working those in to the show as well, slowly. Right before that, some old music from the Czech Republic again on an Apon album, Holiday in Bohemia. The Mothers, Polka, Hey Panamama, Panamama, Panamamoy. I'm sure I'm butchering that up. Hermie and His Friends from up north, maybe Nebraska area, I think, doing the Golden Mother Waltz. Dick Toddy and his band doing the Mamika and or the My Mother's Polka. And like I said, we kicked that set off with Jendrick Bauer Brass Band doing the Mother's Song Waltz. So there's our first set down. And again, a belated Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We're going to rock on now, rock on, so to speak, with another of these bands that David Drzanovich sent me that I'd never heard of from. And I really enjoyed these, David. I like these a lot. He sent me three albums by this band. It's a band called Rocky and the Happy Valley Gang. And they are from, I looked them up, they're from Glen Ullin, North Dakota. Kind of in the southwest part of North Dakota. I actually did a little investigating, and I found, unfortunately, an obituary for Rocky's wife, who passed away, I believe, in 2013, but had a nice little, in the obituary, a nice little write-up about her, and apparently her and her husband, Rocky, they lived in Glen Ullin, North Dakota, and they owned a bar called Rocky's Bar and Grill. And that's where his band, this band, Rocky and the Happy Valley Gang, used to play. And she was actually their manager for them. And it just sounds like a great time. I mean, this town's only got like 700 people in it. But, man, it sounds like a blast. And the music is fantastic. It's kind of, it's polka and it's Czech and it's German. But it's got country mixed into it. Like all the album covers are kind of dressed up like you would expect to see a country band down here in Texas, you know, hanging around a bar or something. They all got cowboy hats on and vests and stuff, but it's some really great music. I gotta admit, I really liked it. And then another one of these bands I've never heard of before, so I'm gonna do a little set here, and we're gonna kick things off with a couple of numbers from Rocky and the Happy Valley Gang out of Glen Ullin, North Dakota. And here's one that, if you're familiar with the Blue Bonnet Polka by the Gil Boccia Orchestra, listen to this song. They have very similar melody lines in parts of them. So this is one called the Loveland Polka. And it's, like I said, it's by Rocky and the Happy Valley Gang. And here we go. Polka time. Thank you.
za 300 dolarů. A já svou milenku zadarmo dostanu. A já svou milenku zadarmo dostanu. A já tě, Milko, mám, aby tě miloval. A já tě, Milko, mám, aby tě miloval.
Who else? The one and only Joe Patek Orchestra right there doing the Oak and Leaves Polka. Right before that, Tony Yannick and his band doing Springtime in the Rockies. Little Jimmy Brush and the Happy Country Boys right before that doing the Hussard, the Cavalry Soldier Polka. The Great Little Fisherman is one of my all-time favorite songs. I love that song. The Badger Landler. You don't hear too many bands play that anymore. There's not many bands around in Texas that can still handle playing a Landler. Some of the New Braunfels bands, that's about it, though. I mean, Harry Zarnick, they used to be able to do it, but I don't think the Texas Dutchmen are playing too much anymore, so it's kind of hard to hear a good Landler nowadays. And like I said, we started off with a couple of numbers from Rocky and the Happy Valley Gang. We heard, of course, the Marianko Waltz, and we started that set off with one called the Loveland Polka. So just lots of new music on this show. Like I said, I've got tons more to get to. I'm just slowly getting to it over time. It just takes time to weed through all this stuff. But I'm happy to have it. I just got to find the time to get it all prepared in the right way where I can, you know, get it on the show. So thanks again, David. I appreciate it. And we're going to feature even some more music that David sent me. I mentioned earlier these Apon albums, APON. It's a record label out of Czech Republic. And basically what they do is they're compilations. And he sent me about 10 of them that I couldn't even find on the internet. He couldn't find them either. So these are super, super rare. I already had a couple of them, but he sent me several more. And a lot of them are like the old 78s. Like I told you years ago, I got like 170 78s. From this lady in Canada that she sent, donated to me, all from the Czech Republic on like the Superphone label, Ultraphone label, Esta label. If you look at the Facebook page, you'll see all those labels on that image on the front page. But all those recordings by all the Skovac sisters and Karl Vlach and all those, Jenrik Bauer, all those, all recorded in the 50s. They were released as 78s. Well, then Apon would take those and it would make compilations out of them, and they would kind of group them into different themes, like the music of Slovakia or the music of Bohemian polkas. And so this album, there's an album called Maytime in Prague, and it's all Karl Vlach music. And Karl Vlach basically ran a Czech big band, think like Benny Goodman or any of those, Glenn Miller, any of that kind of stuff. So not just polkas, but also Czech, big band swing stuff. So I'm going to play a song off this Apon album called Maytime in Prague. And this is just straight up swing, but it is so incredible. The musicianship is off the hook and it's just fantastic. So a little different music, but I hope you enjoy it. And, it's great. So I think you will. This is one called Uje Totak. And it's just straight up, big man swing. So here's to kick this set off. Here's Karl Vlach and his orchestra.
Tak, jak se mi dlouho zdálo, je šťastný smích zas v očích tvých. Přes černý mrak se slunce pousmálo, je celý svět, jak z máje květ. Hned se mi chce zpívat a hned zase smát, už nemám co skrývat, čeho litovat, už je to tak, že přec mi štěstí přál, zas má milá, mě ráda má. zase smát. Už nemám co skrývat, čeho litovat, už je to tak, že přec mi štěstí přálo. Zas má milá, mě ráda má.
Thank you.
Well, that was different, right? Let's go back and recap what we're listening to, and I will explain that in a second. Like I said, we started things off with some music from the Czech Republic, a little swing there. Karl Vlach and his, I'm assuming, this is, it's, doesn't say in on the record who the artist is, but I have some Karl Vlach 78s, and some of the other songs on this record are the same as the 78s, so I'm assuming all this is all Karl Vlach and his orchestra. A little swing time there, one Uje Totak. Right after that, Janacek Polka Band doing the Farewell Polka. You may recognize that. That is a song that a lot of the bands, especially down here in Texas, used to perform for weddings, for the Grand March. Whenever you get time for the Grand March, they would perform that song first. That's called the Farewell Polka. Followed that up with a little music from Bobby Jones and his band, the Cradle Polka. And right after that, some live music from a videotape shoot from 1992. Leroy Motoka and his, one of his signature tunes, Leroy's Waltz, are also called Ringing Bells. And we wrapped that up with some very kind of strange music, but I loved it. That's really cool stuff. It's from a band, it's the Slovakers and the Aristocrats Orchestra, and it's from an album called Sardas Treasure. And if you know what a Sardas is, or Sardas, C-Z-A-R-D-A, it's a Hungarian folk song, but they're also popular in Moravia, Slovakia, just that whole kind of general area back before it really was, you know, kind of all segmented. But kind of gypsy songs, but a sarda in Hungarian means like a roadside tavern or like a beer joint, you know. And so basically what these songs are just like tavern drinking songs, sing-along songs. And I just thought that was fantastic. I loved the energy in that song, and I could sit in a bar with that band playing for hours drinking beer and listening to that stuff. So that was called Sisu Tokone, Where Are Those Horses? I think that may be actually a little more of a Polish or Hungarian spelling on these words than it is Czech. But anyway, you have some kind of Hungarian, Slovakian folk music there. So another great thing I got from David up in New York. So a lot of new music, a lot of different stuff this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, always, this ain't your mama's polka show, you know. It ain't your grandpa's polka show. So if you want to hear just the same old five or six bands playing the same old 20 polkas that you hear every single week, I can recommend some radio stations for you where you can hear that. But if you want to hear some different stuff, you're in the right place. So, and I'll play that other stuff too, but you know, you got to have a little variety and mix stuff up once in a while. Broaden your horizons, you know? So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We will be back next Monday with another show. And in the meantime, you guys have a great week. Stay safe, as always. Take care of yourself. We're going to get on out of here. Brian Marshall doing some nice fiddle work on the classic, the Grasshopper Polka. So until next week, everybody take care. Stay safe. Have a great week. And we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.